Brock, Brock, Brock. Eggs scare me. Chickens too. And, buddy, you can laugh at that all you want, but I'm being dead serious here. It started in the sixth grade with eggs and a snake and the Baker brothers. The Baker brothers' names are Matt and Mike, but even now I can tell you which one's which.You never see one without the other, and even though they're not twins, they do look and sound pretty much the same, and they're both in Lynetta's class, so maybe one of them got held back. Although I can't exactly see a teacher voluntarily having either of those maniacs 2 years in a row.Regardless, Matt and Mike are the ones who taught me that snakes eat eggs. And when I say they eat eggs, I'm talking they eat them raw and shell on whole. I probably would have gone my entire life without this little bit of reptilian trivia.If it hadn't been for Lynetta. Lynetta had this major league thing for Skylar Brown, who lives about 3 blocks down, and every chance she got, she went down there to hang out while he practiced the drums. Well, boom, boom, whop. What did I care, right?But then Skylar and Julie's brothers formed a band, which they named Mystery Pieces. When my mom heard about it, she completely wigged out. What kind of parents would allow their children to be in a band named Mystery Pieces? It's vile. It's disgusting. That's the whole point, Mom, Lynetta tried to explain.It doesn't mean anything. It's just to get a rise out of old people. Are you calling me old, young lady? Because it's certainly getting a rise out of me. Lynetta just shrugged, implying that my mom could draw her own conclusion. Go to your room, my mother snapped. For what?Lynetta snapped back. I didn't say a thing. You know perfectly well what for. Now you go in there and adjust your attitude, young lady. So Lynetta got another one of her teenage timeouts, and after that any time Lynetta was 2 minutes late coming home for dinner,My mother would messenger me down to Skylar's house to drag her home. It might have been embarrassing for Lynetta, but it was worse for me. I was still in elementary school and the Mystery Pieces guys were in high school. They were ripe and ragged, raging power chords through the neighborhood.While I looked like I'd just gotten back from Sunday school. I'd get so nervous going down there that my voice would squeak when I'd tell Lynetta it was time for dinner. It literally squeaked. But after a while, the band dropped Mystery from their name and Pieces and its entourage.Got used to me showing up, and instead of glaring at me, they started saying stuff like, Hey, baby brother, come on in. Hey, Brycey boy, wanna jam? This then is how I wound up in Skylar Brown's garage, surrounded by high school kids, watching a boa constrictor swallow eggs.Since I'd already sent it down a rat in the Baker brothers' bedroom, Pieces had lost at least some of the element of surprise. Plus, I picked up on the fact that they'd been saving this little show to freak me out, and I really didn't want to give them the satisfaction. This wasn't easy, though, because watching a snake swallow an egg is actually much creepier than you might think. The boa opened its mouth to an enormous size, then just took the egg and engulfed. We could see it roll down its throat. But that wasn't all. After the snake had gulped down three eggs, Matt or Mike said, "So, Brycey boy, how's he gonna digest those?" I shrugged and tried not to squeak when I answered, "Stomach acid? He should his head and pretended to confide. He needs a tree or a leg." He grinned at me. "Wanna volunteer yours?" I backed away a little. I could just see that monster tried to swallow my leg whole as an after egg chaser. "No!" He laughed and pointed at the boa slithering across the room. "Ah, too bad. He's going the other way. He's gonna use the piano instead." The piano? What kind of snake was this? How could my sister stand being in the same room as these dementos? I looked at her, and even though she was pretending to be cool with the snake, I know Lynetta. She was totally creeped out by it. The snake wrapped itself around the piano leg about three times, and then Matt or Mike put his hands up and said, "Shh, shh, everybody quiet. Here goes." The snake stopped moving, then flexed. And as it flexed, we could hear the eggs crunch inside him. "Oh, gross." The girls wailed. "Whoa, dude," the guys all said. Mike and Matt smiled at each other real big and said, "Dinner is served." I tried to act cool about the snake, but the truth is I started having bad dreams about the thing swallowing eggs and rats and cats and me. Then the real life nightmare began. One morning, about 2 weeks after the boa show in Skylar's garage, Julie appears on our doorstep, and what's she got in her hands? A half carton of eggs. She bounces around like it's Christmas, saying, "Yeah, Bryce, remember Abby and Bonnie and Clyde and Dexter, Annie's and Florence?" I just stared at her. Somehow I remembered Santa's reindeer a little different than that. You know, my chickens? The ones I hatched for the science fair last year? Oh, right. How could I forget? They're laying eggs. She pushed the carton into my hands. "Here, take these. They're for you and your family."